The primary European institutions. The Council of the European Union. The Council of the European Union, formerly known as the Council of Ministers, is the main legislative arm of the Union. It is a body which decides some matters by qualified majority voting and others by unanimity. It consists of ministers from the governments of the member states who are answerable to or have to report to their national parliaments. The Council is the body which, in cooperation with the Parliament, enacts the vast majority of Union legislation, regulations and directives, following proposals put to it by the Commission. The Council is, in effect, the community's legislature. The European Commission. This is the main executive body to promote the common interest of the Union. It is headed by the President of the Commission and is divided into a number of Directorates General, or DGs for short. Each Directorate is headed by a Commissioner. The President and the Commissioners are nominated by the Member States but act independently, as it is their role to represent the collective interest of the Union. The European Commission has three main roles. Initiating legislation. While the Council has the final say on nearly all matters of legislation, the Commission has the right of initiative. This means that the Commission is responsible for drafting proposals for new European laws after consultation with national governments and experts. These proposals are then sent to the European Parliament and the Council for adoption. The Commission can only initiate legislation at EU level if it considers that a matter cannot be resolved more efficiently by national, regional or local level. This is known as the subsidiarity principle. Guardian or watchdog of the treaties. Once the new laws have been adopted jointly by the Parliament and Council, it is the responsibility of the Commission to ensure that the EU legal provisions are correctly applied by individuals, by the Member States, and by other institutions. The Commission, however, has the power to investigate and take proceedings in the Court of Justice against Member States infringing community law, known as infringement procedure. Representing the community and implementing the EU budget. As well as proposing legislation enforcing European law jointly with the Court of Justice, the Commission represents the Union on the international stage, such as by negotiating agreements. The European Parliament. The European Parliament is mainly a consultative and advisory body. Its members are the directly elected democratic expression of the political will of the peoples of the European Union. Members of the European Parliament sit in political rather than national groupings. The three most important powers of the European Parliament are legislative power. Parliament passes European laws jointly with the Council in many fields. It can be required to deliver non-binding opinions, as in consultation procedure, or binding opinions, as in assent procedure, depending on the degree to which it interacts with the Council in the enactment of legislation. Power over the budget or power of the purse. Parliament shares joint responsibility with the Council for approving the EU's annual budget and debates the budget in two successive readings. Supervision of the Executive. The Commission's President and its Commissioners are politically accountable to or responsible to Parliament, and their appointment is subject to the prior approval of Parliament. Thus, Parliament can exercise its supervisory power by dismissing the European Commission collectively, or by forcing Commissioners to resign, following the adoption of a motion of censure on the Commission's management. In this context of supervisory power, parliamentary questions are a method for Parliament to supervise the activities of the Commission and the Council. Each MP can address to the Commission and the Council written questions, those requesting a written answer, oral questions, those asked in the chamber, and questions during question time, those asked in the period reserved in each part session of Parliament. As well as submitting questions, Parliament can make recommendations. MPs perform their duties in standing committees, for example, Committee on Social and Political Affairs, which are set up permanently to consider political, legal, or other affairs. Parliament has the power to set up committees of inquiry on a temporary basis to deal with matters which fall outside the remit, the task being officially assigned, of the standing committees. These committees investigate allegations of infringements or maladministration in the implementation of community legislation. Lastly, Parliament deals with petitions addressed to it by the Union's citizens on matters concerning the European Union's competencies. It appoints the European Ombudsman, empowered to deal with complaints of maladministration brought by citizens against European Union institutions. Legislative procedures in the EU. We have seen that it is for the Commission to make proposals for new legislation and for the Parliament and Council to pass laws. However, there are three main EU legislative procedures: consultation, assent, and co-decision. These are laid down in the treaties, which require every proposal for European law to be based on a specific treaty article. This is known as the legal basis of the legislative proposal. The European Court of Justice. The European Court of Justice is the judicial institution of the European Union. Article 220, formerly Article 164, provides. This provision focuses on ensuring that the rule of law is applied throughout the Union. In the light of this primary duty, the Court is called upon to deliver judgments on cases brought before it, which are binding upon those to whom they are addressed. The Court of Justice hears appeals from the European Court of First Instance on points of law, hears direct actions against Member States for failure to meet treaty obligations by acting as an administrative court. These actions may be brought by the European Commission or by one member state against another, and are referred to as actions for failure to fulfil obligations, infringement procedures, actions for annulment, or actions for failure to act. The court may impose fines as a result. The Court of Justice also gives preliminary rulings. National courts may make references to the European Court of Justice if they need clarification on how a piece of European legislation should be interpreted. This procedure is known as reference or question for a preliminary ruling. The need for such references arises during the course of a legal action in the Member State. Personnel. The Court of Justice consists of judges assisted by Advocates General, who are nominated by agreement among the Member States. The judges elect the President of the Court, who directs the work of the Court and presides at hearings and deliberations. ECJ's language policy. Multilingualism characterizes the activities of the European Court of Justice. The Court of Justice's rules of procedure allow any of the official languages to be used as the language of a particular case. The language of the case is used in the written and oral proceedings and in the minutes and decisions of the court. The European Court of First Instance. The Court of Justice is assisted by the lower level Court of First Instance. As its name suggests, this court hears a wide variety of European cases at first instance brought by individuals against decisions of EU institutions rather than by member states. Personnel. The Court of First Instance consists of judges appointed by agreement among the member states. This court also elects its president. However, there are no advocates general. The court also hands down judgments